And welcome back to both of you to the program. Karine, I'm going to start with you. You listen to these senators. You know what's going on in the background. What does it look like this Gorsuch nomination is headed toward?
I have to say, truer words couldn't have been spoken by Mitch McConnell. He's absolutely right. We are in a this country, our democracy is being certainly threatened, I should say. And we have a president who's under investigation. Well, his associates are under investigation. And until that is cleared up, we should figure out what's going on and get to the bottom of it. We should not be allowing a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court justice. So I totally agree. There is something. It's not just about the nominee. It's about where we are as a country.
But Matt, I'm sorry to interrupt, Matt, it sounds like Leader McConnell is not prepared to slow this thing down.
Not at all. Neil Gorsuch is going to be on the Supreme Court. Everybody knows it. The question is, do they mount this filibuster and do the rules of the Senate have to be changed to get him on the court? I predict that they won't have to change the rules to get him on the court. He'll get over 50 votes, mostly because...
In other words, you're saying some Democrats will come on board.
I think, or they won't choose to mount a filibuster. Remember, we don't, in modern times, they don't use the filibuster against Supreme Court nominees. This is quite a precedent. Now, it plays into what Harry Reid did in not allowing the 60-vote threshold for nominees of President Barack Obama. So what's happening in the Senate is it's turning into something more like the House, where it just takes a majority vote to get, and of course the Senate only handles nominations, but just a majority vote to get people through. And quite frankly, as a conservative, I'm just fine with that.
Well, it would be a much more partisan place if that happens, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Hey, I think if Mitch McConnell brings Gorsuch to the floor and he can't get to 60 votes, hey, there's another nominee named Merrick Garland who waited 293 days.
He did.
The Republicans didn't have